This will be the recording for Aeneid, lines 81 to 101. So start with haec ubi dicta, when these things were said. I know that sunt's not there, but it's just an ellipsis where you translate it as a normal perfect passive. Impulit in latus, he struck against the side. Cavum montem, the hollow mountain. So he struck the hollow mountain on the side. Conversa cuspide, with the turned spear. So that means that he's not hitting with the sharp side. He's turned it around and he's hitting the mountain with the handle side of it. Ac venti velut agmine facto. And the winds, just as when a battle line was made. Quaedata porta, where a door was given. Ruunt, they rush out. Et terras perflant, and they blow across the lands. Turbine, with a whirlwind. So both of these sections here, from cavum conversa cuspide, and ruunt et terras turbine perflant, there's a lot of alliteration there, and both of these could be considered onomatopoeia. The first one, the cavum conversa cuspide, it's like you can hear the k, k, k of the handle as he's hitting the mountain on the side. And then the raunt a terras turbine perflant, the t, 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 t. It's supposed to sound kind of like the soldiers marching, the beat of their feet on the ground. Incubuere mari, they settled on the sea. And you find your subjects, iorusque, notusque, africus, so the east wind and the south wind and the west wind. And there's more details for the west wind. It's crebere procalis, the west wind packed with gusts. Una, reunt, as one, together, they rush. Totum, and this is supposed to be really totum mare, they rush the whole sea. From where? Acetibus imis, from the deepest seats, from the deepest depths of the water. So they settled upon the sea, and the east wind and the south wind and the west wind packed with gusts, as one rushed the whole sea from the deepest depths. Et vastos volvunt fluctus, and they roll vast waves a littora to the shores, to the coast. In sequitur clamorque virum, stridorque rudentum. So here you've got two things coming together as one noise. So the shouting of men and the creaking of ropes follows. Subito nubes eripiunt. So suddenly the clouds rip away. Caelumque diemque, the sky and the day. This could be considered a Hindiatus, where you can translate as the light of day. But you could also say both the sky and the day. Ex oculis, from the eyes, out of the eyes, to Crorum of the Trojans. Nox atra, the dark night, ponto incubat, lies upon the sea. Intunuere poli, the heavens thundered. Et micat aether, in the upper air, flashes. Crebris ignibus, with frequent fires. Intentat omnia, all things threaten, praesentem mortem, instant death wearies for the men. Ex templo, Aeneae membra, immediately, straightway, the limbs of Aeneas, soluntur frigore, are loosened with cold. So this, as we talked about in class, is the fight or flight thing where your body responds to stress by pulling all of the blood away from your fingers and toes, and they tend to go cold. So this means that he's very scared. In gemit, he groans. Et duplices tendens palmas, and stretching both palms, ad sidera, to the stars. Talia voce referred, he says such things in a voice, meaning aloud. O terque, quaterque beati, O three and four times blessed, qui contigit opere, who it befell to meet death, ante ora patrum Troiae, before the faces of the fathers of Troy, sub moenibus altis, under the high walls. Oh, Thydidae. Here's the patronymic. We're saying son of Thydeus, but really it's Diomedes. So, oh, Diomedes, fortissime, the bravest, Danium gentis of the Greek people. Mene non potuisse, could I not, Iliaci succumbere campis, fall in death on the Trojan fields. Effundere and pour out animam hanc, the spirit, tua dextra, by your right hand. All right, and he says right hand because that's the sword hand. Ubi saevus Hector jacet, where savage Hector lies. Aia cidae, telo, by the javelin, by the spear of Achilles. It's another patronymic, descendant of Acus, so Achilles. Ubi ingen Sarpedon, where huge Sarpedon lies. Ubi Simoi, where the Simoi River. Woolwit rolls. Scuta virum, the shields of the men. And it's actually the tote goes with all of these. So many shields of the men. And tot gallias, so many helmets. Et fortia corpora, and brave bodies. Corrupta, that were snatched up, subundis, under the waves. So where the Simoi rolls, so many shields of men and helmets and brave bodies that were snatched up under the waves. All right, so this is talking obviously about the corpses and the armor of the men that died and fell into the river or drowned in the river. So going back to line 81 and translating for it again. When these things were said, he struck the hollow mountain on the side with a turned spear. And the winds, just as when a battle line were made, where a door was given, they rush out and blow across the lands with a whirlwind. They settled on the sea, and the east wind and south wind and west wind packed with gusts as one rush the whole sea from the deepest depths. And they roll vast waves to the shore. The shouting of men and the creaking of ropes follows. Suddenly clouds rip away both the sky and the day from the eyes of the Trojans. Dark night lies upon the sea. The heavens thundered, and the upper air flashes with frequent fires. And all things threaten instant death for the men. Immediately the limbs of Aeneas are loosened with cold. He groans, and stretching both palms to the stars, says such things aloud. O three and four times blessed, who it befell to encounter death before the faces of the fathers of Troy under the high walls. O Diomedes, bravest of the Greek people, could I not fall in death on the Trojan fields and pour out this spirit by your right hand, where savage Hector lies, by the weapon, by the spear, javelin of Achilles, where huge Sarpedon lies, where the Simoi rolls so many shields of men and helmets and brave bodies that were snatched up under the sea. Not under the sea, under the waves, excuse me. So this right here is the end of Aeneas' speech, and what we're about to get into is exactly what the storm is going to do to the fleet. Aeneas at this point has 20 ships. When the storm is over, we're going to end up with 12. And so he's going to mention some of these colleagues and some of the ships that he's seen being ripped apart. Some of these men we're going to see again. They're going to make their way to shore and they're going to be safe, but some of them we're never going to hear from again. They're going to be lost with their ships.